Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say poem in Chinese. We have a real poet, Edward Sondorovich, the co-founder and chairman of Notel, which is a highly successful co-working space in New York. But at the same time, Edward is a very accomplished poet. Hi, Edward. 你好.
Hello, 你好. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Right, we'd love to hear about your poetry writing.
Absolutely. I've been writing since I was 12, and at some point when my children were born, I started writing for children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very different than writing for adults. It's a completely different genre, but I love it. There are three books that came out, and there will be more.
Right.
But one of them is it's about Chinese living in Russia. So there are lots of words related to China.
Right. So let's learn how to say poem in Chinese. It's very simple, just one word. 诗.
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 诗. And it's a first tone, and you can make it slightly longer. 诗.
诗.
诗. And you can sort of curl your lips a little bit, and then put your tongue behind your upper lower teeth. 诗.
诗.
诗. That's great.
诗.
诗. And 诗 is the combination between speech, and then the other part is a 四. 四 is the tempo. So the tempo for the speech.
Oh, the tempo of speech. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, the literal meaning of it.
诗. So it's just one character.
Just one character. And then to say you are a poet, all you need to do is to add the person behind the poem. So the poetic person.
So it would be 诗人.
诗人. Yeah, you got it. 诗人.
Super.
So you are a 诗人. As a 诗人, you write 诗.
As a 诗人, I write 诗.
That's right. And then you publish three poetry books, and each book is a collection of several poems. So in this case, the poetry collection, we say 诗集.
诗集.
诗集. So you as a 诗人, you write poems, you write 诗, and then once you have several 诗 together, and you compile them as the poetry collection, we say 诗集.
诗集.
诗集. Yeah, so you wrote three 诗集.
Super.
Yep. And 集 is a very interesting and useful word. You know 诗 is poetry.
Yeah.
集, in this case, that means the collection is quite useful. Like when you say our people gather together for the parade, we can use 集, 集合, to get together. And 集, the character, is a very ancient one. You can see the shape of 集 is actually three birds resting on top of a tree. So that shows gathering.
Oh. And it has a tree character in it.
Yes, it has. Yes, and then there are the three birds on top of the tree. And three is the collective number in Chinese language. You can see whenever they have three something, that means the collection, or the crowd, or the large number. They use three to represent much larger number without being specifying it. So 诗集.
It's like children say one, two, and many.
Yeah, one, two, and many, exactly. And if you remember in my book, Chinese, I mentioned, okay, if there's one person, 人 is a person. And then when you have two together, that means to follow. And three together, that means the crowd. That's the same concept.
Yeah, beautiful. Very easy.
Yeah, very easy. Do you want to recite a short verse from your poetry?
Sure. Sure, I'd love to.
Is that Russian or you translate it into English?
Yeah, no, it will be in Russian, but I will translate it.
Okay.
And I will explain what it says.
Okay.
Три кита, три кита, жили-были три кита, жили-были три китайца у литейного моста. Which means, three whales, there were three whales, there were three Chinamen living by a bridge in Petersburg.
Lovely. Wow. Okay.
And the word kit, which means whale, is the same first syllable as the word kitai, which is China.
Yeah.
But there's no relation between them.
Right. Okay. Let me recite one Chinese poem for you as a return. Okay. It's one from Li Bai. Li Bai is a very famous poet, 诗人, during the Tang Dynasty. And he wrote thousands of poems, and they are all very easy, because if you imagine in ancient time, a lot of poets, they write difficult poetry because they wanted to show off. But Li Bai was quite unusual. He wrote plain Chinese. So he democratized the difficult Chinese literature into something a normal person without education could recite. So one of the famous one was Jing Ye Si, 床前明月光, 疑是地上霜, 举头望明月, 低头思故乡. So only 20 words altogether.
Does it rhyme?
Yeah, it rhymes. And this is the nature of Chinese poetry. You need to rhyme at a certain word, normally the end of each sentence. And then each sentence normally are independent. So there's a fixed formula. And as a child, in our education, we were forced, and now I appreciate that, at that time we had to recite hundreds of them by heart.
Yes.
Through the exam.
Same in Russia.
Right. Okay. Great. Thank you, Edward, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about poetry. The way to say poem, 诗.
诗.
诗. To say poet, 诗人.
诗人.
诗人. To say poetry collection, 诗集.
诗集.
诗集. That's right. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Edward.
再见, ciao.